This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
During a roundtable with elected officials and law enforcement yesterday, President Trump took a question about the gang MS-13. As he has before, the president expressed his thoughts on the subject bluntly.
We're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
Well, if anything, that's a mild description. Dogs are animals, and a lot of them sleep on the bed. You wouldn't want to be anywhere near MS-13. They traffic in drugs, weapons, and human beings, young girls. Unlike animals, they kill for fun, often with machetes. They terrorize the poor and the vulnerable. They've made El Salvador the most dangerous country in the world. There is literally no defending them, and yet the left is defending them. Here's how the New York Times described what the president said, quote, Trump lashed out at undocumented immigrants during a White House meeting, calling those trying to breach the country's borders animals. Over at Jeff Bezos' vanity publication, The Washington Post, there was this, quote, Trump evokes an ugly history of dehumanization. So the president is a Nazi for criticizing a violent street gang. Newspapers haven't been this yellow since they started the Spanish-American War. For her part, over at the House, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi raced to the nearest microphone to defend the dignity of MS-13. Watch this.
We're all God's children. There's a spark of divinity in every person on earth. And so when the president of the United States says about undocumented immigrants, these aren't people, these are animals. You have to wonder, does he not believe in the spark of divinity, the dignity and worth of every person? Every day that you think you've seen it all, along comes another manifestation of why their policies are so inhumane.
Well, that's not just dishonest, though obviously it is. It's lunatic. Why would the left be defending the country's most violent street gang? Trump has made them irrational. That's part of it. But the left also senses a threat to its most basic worldview. MS-13 is a living reminder that the left's position on immigration is fundamentally a lie. The media tell you every day that every immigrant, legal or not, is a future brain surgeon or tech company founder. Therefore, immigration controls are unnecessary. If they admit that MS-13 is actually bad and must be stopped, they'd have to also admit that when some countries send their people here, they aren't sending their best. A lot of immigrants are great, for sure. Some of them are rapists, though. Some join MS-13. That's just true. They're not all the same because people aren't all the same. That's the point of our immigration law. They're not the same. We should sort the good from the bad. But that's too much for the left. It suggests that this might be a real country whose actual citizens have interests that are worth protecting. Yesterday on Twitter, the governor of California, Jerry Brown, went after the president's views on immigration, and he ended his tweet this way, quote, "We, the citizens of the fifth largest economy in the world, are not impressed." Citizens of the economy, that says it all. To the modern left, you're not an American with a culture and a history and a collective identity. You're a citizen of the economy, a cog in the machine of global capitalism. To Jerry Brown and Nancy Pelosi and their many donors, America's just another private equity scheme. Their pledge is different from yours. And to the economy for which it stands, one economy indivisible with open borders and low wages for all. That's the future they promise. Don't worry, it'll sound better in Spanish.
Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about a dog whistle here. Spark of dignity. Interesting that she would use that term. I wonder if she actually hurt herself. This comes from the woman that believes in anytime, anywhere abortion and talks about a spark of dignity of all living beings. And, of course, Jerry Brown, citizens of the economy, as Tucker says, I mean, that puts everything into perspective. I happen to be here in California right now, and you know, at every turn, you just kind of scratch your head and you go, "What had happened? What's happened to this state?" I'm especially concerned because they still have children living here in this state. I'll tell you, if there was ever a revolt waiting to happen and needing to happen, it's going to be here in California. It may be coming sooner than you think.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in, into all my brokenness, into all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in, even when I hide from you.
We're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, we've got something real special for you. The co-founder of Home Depot, former director of the New York Stock Exchange, he's here to tell his compelling story of how a poor boy from Long Island became one of America's most successful businessmen in his brand new book, I Love Capitalism, An American Story. Ken Longone is with us right now. Ken, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm fine. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you here to tell your story. Yours is an American story, and in quite contrast to these young millennials who are growing up that are being taught that socialism is the way to go.
I understand that, and I think it's sad because they're giving up before they start.
Mm-hmm. So why the book, I Love Capitalism?
Because I was encouraged to write a book, and I kept saying no. And then when the 2016 presidential campaign got underway, and I watched Bernie Sanders attract a lot of these young people around him,
mm-hmm.
It frightened me. Mm. It really frightened me. I said to myself, if they're giving up at their age when the race hasn't even begun,
yeah.
You know, where is the future of America? And by the way, Bill, make no bones about it. What I did or what I've accomplished, I'll leave others to judge. But whatever it is, it can only happen in America. No other nation on earth. None.
Yeah, exactly. That's been my sentiment, my experience, Ken, having been in business as well most of my life. And once again, the American dream at the very heart of it is hard work, is it not?
It sure is. And you know what? You don't have the luxury of giving up. You don't have the luxury of saying, I'm finished.
Mm-hmm.
You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you move on. And you give it your best shot every day, and you got to be a realist. You got to ask yourself the question of what I'm trying to create, does it really satisfy a human want? Does it enter into a market where people will buy it because they need it or they want it? It's that simple.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? That's where the rubber meets the road, as they said. And for
exactly.
And for you, you started out, I mean, when I was young, I picked strawberries as a little kid. You know, little strawberries, big box, those things go forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about hard work. We all go through that, port of entry here. And for you, it was digging ditches. You collected used cardboard. You did whatever it took, didn't you?
I wanted to make money. I'm not apologetic for that. I wanted to make money. I made my mind up that I was willing to work hard, and I was willing to do whatever I had to do. Fortunately, I had parents who were adamant that an incredible element in the equation is hard work, but also education. And so I had the benefit of a wonderful public school education, which I lament the public school system today, because I think of these poor kids in these public schools that are being deprived of quality education. Mm-hmm. And we got to fix that. If we're going to get America moving, if we're going to bring everybody to the party, the key basic ingredient is education. Teach them how to think.
Exactly.
So I've been blessed, and I would do it. If it was legitimate and it involved effort, I had no trouble. None whatsoever, whether it was collecting cardboard at Altman's liquor store, or whether it was digging ditches, or whether it was working at Ladazinski's grocery store out in Long Island, whatever it was, mm-hmm. I was willing to do it because I wanted to make money.
Well, Ken, you mentioned the educational system, and it has become a growing disappointment. Is it because there's lack of competition? I mean, at the heart of capitalism is the free enterprise system where competition reigns, and that's what builds the muscles and strength of every enterprise, does it not?
Absolutely, and it is competition. And in fact, I've been involved from its beginning with a charter school here in New York called the Harlem Children's Own Promise Academy. And there's any number of charter schools in New York. And it would seem to me that people that are passionate about educating children would say, whichever way gets the job done, let's do it. And here you have a restriction on the number of charter schools you can have. But wait a minute, help me out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these kids that are in charter schools today. Look at how good they're doing versus the kids in public schools. Maybe we ought to say all public education should be more like a charter school. If we don't give these kids a decent basic education, we've deprived them of the most basic tools they're going to need to succeed at whatever they do.
And consequently,
Sorry. Well, I'm just saying we need to be passionate about the importance of education in human life.
Yeah, and if we compromise their future, we compromise the future of this country, do we not?
Absolutely right. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. If we don't understand that we've got to make this, America is the land of opportunity. It has to be the land of opportunity for every single person who's here and who comes after us. And if we don't see the importance of teaching children reading and writing and math and reading comprehension, if we don't see the importance of taking this wonderful thing called the human brain and nurturing it and developing it, shame on us.
Exactly.
Shame on us.
Yeah. Well, Ken, as the co-founder of Home Depot, some people would look at your life and say, well, you know, you're a silver spoon kind of kid. You had it made. It was easy for you. What do you tell them?
What silver spoon? Where was my silver spoon? I never had it. My mother worked in the school cafeteria. My father was a plumber. Neither one of them went beyond the eighth grade. They struggled. We lived in a little house out in Long Island. It was always warm, and thank God we always had plenty of good food on the table. But my parents lived from paycheck to paycheck. I hope that makes the point.
Yes.
Opportunity is here. Look, let me tell you about Home Depot or any business I've been in. The most critical ingredient of any business are people. When we had the chance to get together, when Bernie had this wonderful idea about what Home Depot could be, and Arthur Blank and Pat Farah and myself, when we had got together and we started this thing, we knew we had a shot at a nice business. We didn't think we'd have 400,000 employees 40 years later. Mm-hmm. We'd be doing $100 billion in sales. We never thought of that. But the point was, you take great people, like I said, Bernie, Arthur, and Pat, and you put them together and you help them get what they need to do their work, and bingo, look what you got. Look at the hundreds of thousands of jobs that we've created. One of the great thrills to me about Home Depot, we have 3,000 kids that came to work for us, barely out of high school. They're still with us, and they're multimillionaires today. That's capitalism.
Wow.
That's the genius of capitalism. Make it available for everybody, but everybody's got to do their share.
Exactly. Well, Ken, as you say, in what other country on this planet could you have realized your dream like this?
None. Yeah. We're at the genius. And by the way, what's another part of the genius of America? Philanthropy.
Yes.
We are the most philanthropic nation on earth. Philanthropy is a decidedly American institution. Go to the rest of the world.
Ken, let me interrupt you for just a second because we got to go to a quick break. We're going to be right back with Ken Langone right after this. Stay with us.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today, we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, you have been listening to Ken Langone, his brand new book, I Love Capitalism, An American Story, co-founder of the Home Depot, former director of the New York Stock Exchange. And he's sharing with us his compelling story as a poor boy growing up in Long Island. He did it the hard way, a lot of hard work and teamwork, because as they say, it takes a team to make a dream work. And it wasn't all about you. It was the people that you were blessed to be surrounded by, Ken, right?
I am the smallest part of the success. It's these wonderful people, whether it was Ross Perot and teaming up with him, or Alan Mebben at a company called Unify, a textile company in North Carolina, or Derek Smith at Choice Point, or Gary and Steven and Michael Earlbaum at a little hardware chain in Philadelphia called Panorama, and Bernie Marcus, thank God, and Arthur Blank, and Pat Farr, and Ron Brill, and on and on and on. People are the difference. People make the difference.
Exactly.
And so all I... If I had any kind of natural talent, I have a nose for people. By the way, my nose fails every once in a while, because if you got 6 months, I can tell you all about my failures, okay? And I've got them, and there are many of them.
Well, I tell my kids that experience defines preference, and we love experience.
Exactly right.
You embrace it, and you learn a lot from it, without a doubt. Ken, before the break, we were talking about something that you're especially passionate about, and that is philanthropy. You realize
right.
that you've been blessed to give, and this has been at the heart of your very character and others that you've worked with in the organizations as well.
Yes, and let me say this unequivocally without any question. No matter what Elaine and I have given away, we've always gotten back more than we've given. Now, how do you get it back? You get it back in satisfaction. You get it back in the call from the patient that was at the medical center that calls and says how grateful he is, what a wonderful care he got, and how the doctors took care of him, and he lived. And not Elaine with a boys' club in New York, with these little kids that are trying to make it in a tough world. Mm-hmm. And she goes there, and she gives enormous amounts of her time, and she goes there. And these kids are brought in after school, and they teach them all these different things. Many, many, how to dress, how to answer a telephone, all the things that we take for granted. So, and then you look back and you say, I made a difference in somebody's life. Look at Bernie and Arthur mm-hmm. and Pat and myself. Look at the philanthropy that we've all touched, and thank God, because we were able to do it. But we did it because we had the capacity, the ability to do it. Right. My mother and father would love to have given away money.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But they never had it. But my father had a wonderful philosophy. He said, if you're giving something away that you don't need and doesn't change your life, then you're really not giving anything away. To him, charity implied some degree of sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right.
Yes.
I plead guilty to the fact that I really haven't had to give up anything. Where I do give up, which people don't acknowledge enough for people that are involved, the time we give up, we never get it back. It's gone.
That's right.
I could have spent that time reading a book or playing golf or doing whatever, all those things I like doing. But I chose, and Elaine chose, and Stan Druckenmiller and Bernie, all these people, they don't just write a check. They give of themselves. And that's part of philanthropy.
Yeah.
Somebody who hasn't got my financial wherewithal can make even a bigger difference than I can. Go to a food kitchen, a soup kitchen, to help somebody have a meal. Go to a hospital and read bedtime stories to a kid that's suffering. There's a million ways you can give back, and it doesn't have to be just with a check.
Exactly. No, what you're saying here, Ken, is absolutely priceless. And again, we consider the American story. Where else can you do that? I mean, socialism, you don't hear of philanthropic, stories in socialism or any kind of ism type of country or, you know, dominated, a process or way of living. This is at the very heart of capitalism, is that,
absolutely.
You know, time and again we hear these stories that those that have been blessed. But I'm glad to hear you say also that we all have something to offer. And time is priceless, is it not?
Yes, it is. You can't buy it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned Ross Perot, and you tell a story about how your perseverance and confidence persuaded Ross Perot to hire you.
Yep. It was one. It was my big break in life in business.
Tell us about that.
My big. Well, I'd heard about his company through somebody who was in the company, and I was intrigued by it because this is 1968 when the computer industry was really beginning to unfold. You know, you had IBM making these big, massive computers, and there was a lot of people that bought these big computers, but after they bought them, they didn't know how to use them. And Ross Perot had come up with this idea that he would effectively be the outsource data processing department of corporations. So he would have these highly trained experts that would go in and program the machines and write code and all this, these other things, and it became a very successful thing. And when I heard about it, I just had to get... I had never done a public offering for a company before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down and I met him, and first of all, I was totally captured by this man's passion and enthusiasm for his business. And I said, wow, I want to do this guy's deal.
Yeah.
And over time, over a couple of months, I guess I persuaded him because I got the deal.
Yes.
And Ross today, to this day, is a dear friend of mine. In fact, I'm going to give a call this morning and say hello to him. But
yes.
Ross is a wonderful human being, and Ross is a great American. But I saw, and by the way, when I met Ross, his company was doing $7 million a year in revenues, and he had 323 employees. And EDS was a darling. Everybody in Wall Street wanted that deal. That was the other thing.
Right.
The fact that he picked me out of a field of the finest names in investment banking then in existence was but it also put an enormous burden on me personally to make damn certain I delivered twice as much as I promised. And that's the key too. Always deliver more than you're expected. That's expected of you. That is expected of you. Well, always.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ken, obviously you're very gifted, and you've been able to exercise that gift and develop it. I mean, even to the point that you learn to evaluate businesses by, as your publicist says, applying common sense, not just the formulas that you picked up along the way. Explain to our audience that.
A business, at the end of the day, will succeed if it's engaged in something that people want. So the first step is to ask yourself, is there a market for what this company is going to do or is doing? In the case of EDS, in the case of Home Depot, we knew that in the late 70s, what Home Depot was going to set out to do, which was huge, huge boxes with lots of inventory at very competitive prices and superb service. That was the magic. The secret sauce of Home Depot are the people in the stores. They're the key. They're it. I mean, so the point was, when you look at a business, take a step back and say, wait a minute, is this pie in the sky, in which case you better have the recipe to bake it, or in fact, is this a business where once it gets going, people will want it? And go back and look at it. Look at Sam Walton when he realized that Kmart was onto something. It was the old Kresge. They were onto something with a discount center. And look at what Walmart became. And by the way, the point about the importance of people, Kmart effectively no longer exists, and Walmart is today the biggest corporation in the world.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
Revenues. And why? Because of the people.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
It. The guys running the company. Why was Home Depot a success? Because of all the wonderful people we had leading this company, starting with Bernie and Arthur and Pat. I mean, this was a slam dunk for me. I saw it, and I said, you know what? This dog's going to hunt.
Without a doubt. Well, what a great story, an encouraging one. You say this book is my love song to capitalism. Capitalism works, and I'm living proof. It works for everybody. Absolutely anybody is entitled to dream big, and absolutely everybody should dream big. I did. Show me where the silver spoon was in my mouth, as he said earlier. I've got to argue profoundly and passionately. I am the American dream. Ken Langoon, co-founder of Home Depot, former director of the New York Stock Exchange. His brand new book, I Love Capitalism, available at all the usual places, and it will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Ken, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Bill, I'm honored, and I appreciate very much the opportunity to talk to you.
This report is brought to you by Allstate. According to the Digital Safety Survey conducted by Allstate, nearly half, 47%, of respondents reported their personal data had been compromised online. Yet, despite this staggering number, many consumers are still surprised to learn that whenever you do something online, it leaves a trail of your personal data or a digital footprint. Katie Linendahl, Emmy Award-winning TV personality, writer, and technology expert.
95% of Americans feel protecting their personal identity information online is just as important as protecting other personal and physical assets like a home or a car. But we also discovered that one-third don't understand their digital footprint and how all their online data can contribute to a personal data breach or compromise, making it obviously very difficult for them to protect it. So Allstate wants to help consumers educate themselves on how to protect themselves and their families online against all the common data privacy problems and concerns, including social sharing, location services, and online shopping and banking.
For more information, visit HiddenWorldOfData.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You've heard this before, nothing new here, that money is the number one cause of divorce in America, and the Christian church percentage is unfortunately not different. When a couple does not see eye to eye on spending or saving, arguments can turn toxic. Financial advisors, Scott and Bethany Palmer are going to be joining us. Yes, we know them as the money couple, and they've identified the root of the problem, created a scientific behavioral finance approach to prove, proven to fix it. It is called the five money personalities. So let's bring them on right now. Scott and Bethany Palmer, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Well, good to have both of you here to talk about this problem. It's rather sad, but we've seen these numbers reflected not only in the general culture of this country, but also reflected in the church. And that's especially sad, because we would hope the church would be the guiding light to show the rest of the world there is a different way.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. We got started on this journey that the Lord put us on with a Christian couple.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what happened is Bethany and I have a combined about 50 years experience in the financial planning industry. And we had this couple that was awesome on paper. I mean, they had the house almost paid for. He was a super successful business guy. The college accounts were taken care of. There was no debt. I mean, every single box that you could check was checked.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in for an appointment, and it was awkward, to say the least. And I thought, man, did they get into a fight in the elevator, or what happened on the way over here? And
right.
So after about five...
Yeah, usually that happens on your way to church, but even when you go to your financial planner, it can happen as well, right?
So what does that tell you, right? So, you know, we were sitting there, and it was just tense, and we were like, what is going on? So finally, I got the wife kick under the table, which is, you ask them, when I did... And I just said, what's going on with you guys? Like, why is this meeting so tense? And they said, well, actually, we're getting divorced, and we're here to help you split us up the assets.
Oh, wow.
And we were shocked because, I mean, this was like our fellow soccer couple, you know, had seen them in the halls of church forever, had done things with them socially on and off, and we were just rocked. And so my next question was, why are you getting divorced? And I have to say, emotionally and mentally, I was thinking, somebody cheated on somebody, or, you know,
right.
Typical, we had grown apart, or whatever we run into these days. And they said money, which is, you know, kind of harsh to say to the people that are advising you about your money, that you're getting divorced over money.
Right.
And I said, I don't understand. You have plenty of money. And they said, that's not the issue. We just can't agree about money.
And what we discovered after doing some work with them, and Scott actually called him later to say, I need to understand why you say you're getting divorced over money, because you have plenty of it. And he said, you know what, Scott? It's the little things, the nitpicking at each other that just tore our relationship apart. And Scott said, well, give me an example. He said, okay, coffee. I like my expensive, fancy coffee every day. And my wife would just nitpick at me and be like, and hand me a cup of coffee as I was leaving the house and say, well, you know, why don't you just brew it at home? It's 25 cents. It doesn't need to be $5 to $7 every day for a cup of coffee.
Right.
And then he liked to take people out to lunch. That was kind of the way that he networked. And she would just, every time, where'd you go to lunch today? What did you have? You know, and he would say something like a chicken Caesar salad. And she'd just be like, $13 for a chicken Caesar salad. And just, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things we discovered as we were working with them, and then we were like, oh, goodness, we've got to get out there and see if there's any resources. We discovered there weren't any.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did some more research and really dove into it and found out that 70% of divorces are over money, and learned that it was the everyday nitpicking that was really tearing relationships apart. And then what we discovered, and as we really thought it through, was, you know what? Money impacts just about every decision that we make. I mean,
exactly.
I just got back from the gas station, and I had to decide, am I going to put high-grade gas or low-grade gas in my car? There's a money component to that decision. And when there's so many money decisions that we have to make, and then you get your different perspectives, mine is different than Scott's, for example, there's just so much opportunity for fighting.
And that put us on a real journey to say, okay, so we know that if you're out of debt, or you have your house paid off, or you do all those things that we're supposed to do, that does not guarantee that money is going to be okay in your family. So we went on a real journey, and we just talked to thousands of couples. We interviewed couples. We worked, you know, to talk to couples. Where do you disagree? Where don't you disagree? And we took all this data, and we actually gave it to a statistical scientist from Stanford and said, how can we quantify this? How can we take the information that we have and have an individual or a couple sit down and in less than 10 minutes figure out where their money clashes are coming from, and hence the five money personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of the data and the ability to take that's a money personality assessment. It's free online at themoneycouple.com. What it does is it lets couples take this assessment and see exactly where the friction in their relationship is and where the money is ruining their relationship. And then at least they have a place to move forward. You see, we've been in the financial planning industry, it feels like forever some days. and what we found is we've totally put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
We've said, hey, if you get out of debt, you'll have a great relationship. You'll have a great life. Hey, if you get your house paid off, you'll have a great relationship. You'll have a great life. And that's just completely wrong. It's backwards.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do is understand how we look at money on an individual basis, and then how our significant other, our spouse, looks at money, and then, okay, so how can we do those great, awesome financial planning things and be on the same page? Because I can't tell you how many couples that we have talked to that have gone on that heavy, hey, we're going to get out of debt, eat nothing but ramen and whatever for 2 years. And then what happens is 4 years later, they're back in debt because one person wasn't, they didn't buy into the program in the first place. Mm-hmm. And they end up getting divorced over that.
Yeah. So, well, they may have bought in on a short-term goal basis, you know, to get along. Seem like, okay, it's a little bit of a challenge, so we'll do that short-term. But you're looking at sustainability. What can be sustained, right, Bethany?
Absolutely. You know, it's so important to understand where you conflict in your thoughts about money. And we have found that everybody has two money personalities, a primary driver and a secondary driver. And most people, one of the things that's nice about our money personalities, there's five of them, they're pretty easy to understand and take. You can take them for face value. Mm-hmm. But then when you combine it with another one, that's where the complication comes in. So let me give you an example. So Scott, he is a primary spender, okay? So he likes to spend money on himself. He loves to give gifts. Very, very generous person. So spender.
Well, that's the engine of the economy. We got to spend
right.
money. Right,
Scott? Generous people.
That's what I tell Bethany all the time.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes.
And
guess
then,
where I'm at, huh?
There you go. And a lot of times, by the way, spenders are shamed. Let me just say that, especially by people in the church. I'll just put that out there. But at any rate, but then secondarily, Scott is what we call a security seeker. And what a security seeker is they have to have a plan. So it seems a little like contradictory. It's like on one hand, he likes to spend money and generous and let's do it, go for it kind of thing. But then on the other hand, he's very much, if he doesn't have a plan with the money or doesn't have a plan in anything like vacations and things like that, it's just amazing to me. And before I understood that, he used to be so confusing to be married to. And that's
still confusing.
Okay, Scott, just in fairness, real quick, we got to go to break here in about 30 seconds. What is Bethany's?
Bethany is a spender, so we don't have conflict as a spender, but she's secondarily a risk taker. So she's always looking for the next great deal, which shatters a security seeker like myself.
Well, how much fun is that, though? But, you know,
well, at least we know.
Hey, Scott, when you get bored, I mean, look, just get on the Bethany train, man. It'll be a fun ride. I'm just saying
there
here.
You go.
I can go with that. Hey, we're talking with a money couple, and we've got more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. The five money personalities coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, and especially right now with Scott and Bethany Palmer. We're so grateful for them to be on with us to talk about money, about our varying personalities, how they complement one another, not compete, okay? If you compete, then you start beating each other up, and then you got yourself like, you know, our first couple that we talked about in major heat because you can't seem to get along even though you got all the money in the world. Now you're only talking about how do we break it up. Boy, that's kind of crazy the way we can be within our humanity. Hey, I was just checking out their website, by the way. Make sure, because I first put in moneycouple.com. No, it's the. You need that adjective article there. TheMoneyCouple.com. And you can discover your two money personalities. Take the powerful assessment and transform your life when you uncover the science behind how you make decisions about money. This is a powerful tool, Scott and Bethany.
Thank you. Thank you. We are really excited about it because, you know, like I said before, money impacts just about every decision that we make. And so we as couples, if we don't really understand what our differences are, that conflict is just going to come in and it's just going to build a wedge between us and is tearing our relationships apart. And, you know, God talks about money just about more than any other topic in the Bible. And the reason he did, we believe, and have done some research, is because he knew that money was going to impact our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so now to have a tool to be able to understand how God made you and your perspective of money is just really, and it's fun. And so start now. Don't get into the argument and then learn your money personality. Start now and go online and get what your two are. And that's what we have is five of them. But it's kind of fun because actually there's 20 different combinations because everybody has that primary and secondary. So do you want me to quickly go through them?
Yeah, let's go because I want people to understand because we're talking five money personalities, and then we talk about two money personalities, and I don't want them to get confused in the math here.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yes, go ahead and explain.
Okay, so there's five of them. Everybody has a primary, and everybody has a secondary. The first one is a saver. Those are people who like to save money. Interesting thing about savers is they don't like to just save money. They like other people to save money, too. So savers are really have it all over their radar to save. Now, the next one is the exact opposite of that. That is a spender. So a spender money personality is a person who likes to spend money on themselves, but also is usually very, very generous. Mm-hmm. So they like to spend money on others. And so those big gift givers, you know, when you say you don't want to go to, you go to a party, don't bring gifts, they can't do it. They have to bring a gift.
Exactly.
So
right.
Those are the spenders. So saver, spender.
Question here, is the spender anything like the saver that, you know, like the saver wants everybody else to save too? Is the spender want everybody else to spend too?
Yes. They get really irritated with the savers because it's like, you got to be kidding me.
Right.
Stop being so stingy. I mean, that's what their perspective of the saver is. Mm-hmm. So that's a good, good point where that opposite dynamic comes in. So saver, spender, risk taker. Okay, so these are the people who are big adventure people. They're the entrepreneurs of the world. The people that when you talk to them and they always have that kind of new deal going on, new idea, those are those risk takers.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the saver, the spender, the risk taker. Then you have the security seeker. The security seeker then is the exact opposite of the risk taker. They need a plan. They don't like adventure. They want to make sure that everything is planned out. So saver, spender, risk taker, security seeker. And the last one is what we call a flyer. One of the things that we found is that there's this whole group of people who fly by the seat of their pants when it comes to money. So that's where we got the word flyer. But here's the fun thing about flyers. Flyers take relationship as more important than money. Most of us, when we think of a decision, we have that kind of first reaction. A flyer's first reaction is all about the relationship.
So, like, my mom is a perfect example. I can say, Mom, do you want to go to lunch? And before I even get, like, the whole word lunch out, it's yes. Where do you want me to meet you? Money isn't even on the radar. She just is. It's all about being with the kids or being with the grandkids. And where the money personalities are so powerful is, for instance, I'm a spender, and my secondary is a security seeker. So the difference between, like, the big difference between a security seeker and a saver is this. My sons and I were coming down on the 470. We live in Colorado, and we were coming down after a day of skiing, flying down the 470. You're literally coming down the side of a mountain. Mm-hmm. And I blew out a tire. And I don't know how we didn't roll the car, but it scared me to death in this big old Suburban. Oh. And so that next day, I was at a tire store, and I told them, I want the tire with the best warranty, and I don't care how much it costs, and it has to be great for skiing. And I bought it. Money wasn't even on my radar, but the security was, I was all about the security. So
yes.
where Bethany and I have had conflict in our relationship, be a little vulnerable here, is that we don't disagree when it comes to spending. We spend money on different things, but we don't disagree. But where we have had really significant clashes, having owned three businesses together, is in the business side of things, where Bethany's always like, hey, this is a great idea. We should go for this. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, no, let's slow down the boat
the
here. What's the plan?
Yeah,
have you done the research? What's the metrics? And so what I found in our own relationship was that she stopped sharing with me the things that were important to her with the business, and we started drifting apart. Because savers and security seekers like myself were big no people.
Mm.
We loved the answer no. Especially when it comes to our money, because we don't either want to lose it or we don't want to spend it. And so in our own relationship, especially being business partners, we started having major, major friction. And it was so funny, as we discovered these money personalities, I looked at her one night and said, that's why I say no to everything. And so it reset our own relationship. You know, the reality is you can have a spender, let's just say you can have a spender risk taker married to a saver security seeker.
Out.
You can have four money personalities bumping up against each other in that relationship. I love what you said, Bill, when we were talking a little earlier about there's no such thing as a bad personality, and there's no such thing as a bad money personality, in that you can pull the strengths out and not focus on the weaknesses, because the weakness of a money personality is usually just the weakness that's perceived by the other person.
Exactly.
And so if you can have a relationship, so now Bethany gives me these great ideas, and then she just lets me, I'm like a rabbit. I just go back to the hole, get on my nerdery, and figure out, you know, how would we pay for this? What's the risk that we're taking on? What do the metrics look like? What's the time going to be consumed? And then I can go back to her and report what I found, and then we can make a decision together.
Exactly.
And, well, and that's what couples can do.
Exactly. And what's at core at this, Bethany, I can relate to your perspective here as far as the risk. That's your dream.
Right.
You know,
right.
And you love to dream, and then
right.
here it is. You take it to the person that you love, and they kill your dream. It's like,
right.
Oh,
right.
What? Right?
Oh, right. Yeah. And that is how literally we were starting to drift apart.
Yeah.
Because after a while, I stopped. I don't want to hear no anymore, so I just stopped telling them. It's not hard. I just do it. But I wasn't consciously doing it. It's just very subconscious. And you know how you say you hear couples who get divorced, it's like, well, we drifted apart. Well, the reason is because the other, you're not accepting who each other is, getting excited about who each other is and how God made you. You're resenting it. You're going against it. And after a while, people are just like, I'm not putting up with that anymore. I mean, that's
yeah, exactly. Life. And then you start living out that part of the Bible in 2 Corinthians. It says you're married, but you're living as though you're not married.
And
you go, okay, well, maybe that's where I'm at. You know, and it's like, but,
right.
But that's not God's heart necessarily, right?
He wants us to have thriving, excited, great marriages, and we can. And just because you're married to your opposite, it's not the end of the world. It's just you've got to accept that. And God is so awesome because He knew this was going to be an issue. You know, the verse that says, "For the love of the money is the root of all evil." The type of love that He was talking about was phileo love, which is brotherly love. So He knew that the money wasn't evil. What's evil is when we put money in front of people, when we put possessions in front of people, when we put control over money in front of people. And so if you're in a relationship where one person is controlling the money, that's exactly the root of all evil right there. It's not the money itself. It's how we talk about it, how we manage it, how we control it, or maybe we don't control it. And once couples can get their arms wrapped around that, and once they can see, oh, I do this because out of fear, I'm a saver married to a spender. I hold on to the money too tight. That's where that conflict is coming from. And so we're so excited because we just really feel like the Lord has given us this message. He's given us this passion. I'm going to share with you something that we don't share often, but Bethany and I have this huge goal. And the goal is to help people reduce the divorce rate in this country by 10%.
Yeah.
And we believe that with this assessment and with a little work, it only takes you 8 minutes to take it, it's going to put you on an amazing journey with your spouse. And we can decrease this divorce rate because we can take away the money conflict in relationships.
Bethany, this is breakthrough what you guys have come up with. I mean, and I agree with you. I think 10% is a very modest goal here, because you know when people get exposed to something as powerful as this assessment, there's going to be a lot of healing taking place. And I mean, wow, this is awesome. Remind everybody how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. Go to themoneycouple.com. Go ahead, take the assessment. Look at picking up a blueprint and a book, and that will just help you start your journey and get on the same page. We're excited to see that happen all across the country.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, The Money Couple. I'm Bill Martinez live, the Palmers, I should say, Scott and Bethany. And I look forward to having you back, financial advisors with 50 years of combined experience here. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey,
take care.
Travis,
hey, God
time.
Bless. You got it.
Thank you.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer.